Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Only 30 minutes after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Elon Musk tried to stoke the flames by tweeting out, quote, "The left is the party of murder." Elon Musk was trying to paint the Democratic Party with a broad brush as being bloodthirsty and violent, despite us not knowing who did the shooting, despite every single Democratic politician condemning the shooting, and despite every single mainstream Democrat in politics and in the media saying this was disgusting. Well, after Rob Reiner and his wife were tragically murdered last night, the right continued to try to paint the left as the party of murder and establish their own moral high ground by saying, look, none of us are making fun of Rob Reiner and his wife. They were incredibly cocky. They said, you won't see people on the right celebrating the horrific murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. Compare that to the left's reaction to Charlie Kirk's murder. They are trying to draw a direct parallel between the reaction of the sides. Joey Salad says, as you can see, the right doesn't celebrate the death of those on the left. Joey Salad says, Charlie Kirk gets murdered. The left celebrates. Rob Reiner gets murdered. The right mourns a tragedy. There are hundreds and there are thousands of posts like this of right-wingers patting themselves on the back, jerking themselves off, trying to break their arm because they cannot stop masturbating over the fact that we have the moral high ground. We would never make fun of the other side. Well, guess what? In one swoop, Donald Trump just blew up their argument. And in one swoop, this video of Rob Reiner proves that they never had the moral high ground. Before we even dig into all of this, I just want to say a few things. I found the murder of Rob Reiner and his wife to be absolutely horrific. It's had me shaking for the past 12 hours. I'm telling my parents that I love them, and I plan on watching A Few Good Men and some other Rob Reiner movies, because I think that that's how most artists would like to be honored, through their work, is my guess. I also want to say that I don't like how this is immediately turned into some political shit show, where right away, right-wingers were kind of throwing shit at our side, trying to gain the moral high ground, and people on the left were still trying to figure out what happened, what's the investigation saying. I sent out some tweets that were mourning, and I thought this was very, very tragic. None of this is me trying to like spin this into a political cycle, but I think it's very, very important that we provide moral clarity when the president of the United States makes a statement like this. Donald Trump made a statement and said, a very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling, once very talented movie comedy star, has passed away with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, an incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. So in this insanely cruel Trump post, he says that this couple who were murdered by their son died due to Trump derangement syndrome. Even Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said, Rob Reiner and his wife were tragically killed at the hands of their own son, who reportedly had drug addiction and other issues, and their remaining children are left in serious mourning and heartbreak. This is a family tragedy, not about politics or political enemies. Many families deal with a family member with drug addiction and mental health issues. It's incredibly difficult and should be met with empathy, especially when it ends in murder. Do you know how many American families that voted for Trump have somebody in their family that struggles with drug addiction or with alcoholism? I know so many people that have alcohol problems where I grew up in India. It's common in America. This stuff happens, and to make fun of it as the president of the United States, or as anybody, but I just mean the president of the United States holds a unique position. His words mean a lot. To make fun of it is so despicable. I want to show you this clip of Rob Reiner on Piers Morgan talking about Charlie Kirk. because when you hear the way Rob Reiner talks about Charlie Kirk, it makes you realize how deeply cruel Republicans really are. They're pretending they have any high ground, any moral high ground over the left, yet Republicans are the ones responsible for dragging our politics down into the depths of hell. The MAGA overlords, the right-wing overlords, don't want this type of content being boosted into the YouTube algorithm, so make sure you're dropping a like and double-check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Thank you.
Well, horror. Absolute horror. And I unfortunately saw the video of it, and it's beyond belief what happened to him, and that should never happen to anybody. I don't care what your political beliefs are. That's not acceptable. That's not a solution to solving problems. And I felt like what his wife said at the service, that the memorial they had, was exactly right. And totally, I believe, you know, I'm Jewish, but I believe in the teachings of Jesus, and I believe in doing to others, and I believe in forgiveness. And what she said to me was beautiful. And absolutely, you know, she forgave his assassin. And I think that is admirable.
I wholeheartedly agree with Rob Reiner. There is no place in America for, number one, political assassinations. He recalls seeing the video himself and being a little bit disturbed by the video. Anyone who saw Charlie Kirk getting shot was disturbed. Sometimes I see people online that are saying, I'm soft, or I'm a weak, someone said I'm a weak pussy because I thought that Charlie Kirk dying was tragic. Yeah, nobody should get executed publicly, and Rob Reiner is right to say that. Now, when he says this with such compassion, and then right-wingers flip around like Donald Trump and try to make fun of him, that is disgusting. So then the reckoning on Twitter ensues. All of the right-wingers, the thousands of right-wingers who were tweeting and trying to dunk on the left, got their day. So Joey Salads, who said, Charlie Kirk gets murdered, the left celebrates. Rob Reiner gets murdered, the right mourns a tragedy. Yashar Ali says, yo, Joey, do you still think that after Donald Trump said this? Someone named Jack says, we do not operate that way. That's the difference. Nothing but thoughts and prayers from our side. Nope, not thoughts and prayers from Donald Trump. You got proved wrong. Gunther Eagleman says, liberals are desperately searching for a prominent conservative mocking Rob Reiner and his wife passing. I've seen nothing but statements like Andrew's. They can't cope with this simple fact. This may be the most devastating tweet for MAGA yet. And honestly, it's making me kind of sad that Rob Reiner and his wife died a day ago, and we're already doing this political shit show. It's making me sad, but I need to have some clarity for people in this situation. Gunther Eagleman says, liberals are desperately searching for a prominent conservative mocking Rob Reiner. I've seen nothing like that. I've seen nothing like it at all. Well, guess what? No need to search any further, Gunther Eagleman, because here's Donald Trump saying it himself. Here is the other big difference. When Republicans try to paint the left as the party of murder, they can only find faceless, nameless accounts online that have no followers whatsoever. Like, this was their proof that the left is the party of murder. It was a bunch of accounts saying, Trump next, do Trump next, Charlie Kirk is dead, yay. I mean, you shouldn't be saying this stuff. But these are random people. Alex OD 9132, Wild Orenberries. These are probably bots. These are probably bots online. You know who's not a bot? The President of the United States posting this type of stuff. Donald Trump is not a bot. What about these accounts? If you want to talk about right-wingers not celebrating whatsoever, I found in the replies hundreds of right-wingers celebrating. This right-winger posted an emoji clapping at Rob Reiner's death. Someone said, karma. Someone said, welp. Someone said, the first recorded TDS death? They are making fun of Rob Reiner getting brutally murdered and then trying to claim the moral high ground. This entire situation not only shook me to the core when it first happened, when I heard that they were murdered, it was terrible, but the asymmetry of expectations between sides, meaning the different standards between the way sides are supposed to operate, is so incredibly despicable. Donald Trump is making fun of their death, yet you guys are going to say the left is the party of murder. I'm going to continue to hammer this home. Rest in peace to Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.